The suit taken?
Nah, please. Take some grass.
Already thinking you should have gone with everyone else?
Ugh, and listen to Martin talk about fishing for 3 hours? No, thank you.
Hey, at least then we could get Simon to pay for the alcohol.
Yeah, he pays for the alcohol at the bar, and then suddenly he needs you to cover the next few tanks of propane for his grill.
I mean, yeah. It all balances out eventually.
What's got you all quiet? Usually you won't shut up.
Just thinking about going back to school.
Oh boy, here we go. What, you're starting the pre-med program?
Excuse you, I did the pre-med program and I did a great fucking job.
Yeah, but now you're doing that EMT shit. I get it, you're fancy.
This just feels weird that I'm going back to school after graduating. It doesn't feel like school. It feels like more.
Well, you're the one who wants to be a fancy lifesaver. Also, not my fault you took a gap year.
Yeah, and I don't regret that gap year. Jesus. I don't know if I'll be able to come here next year, though.
What, they don't give time off for EMTs?
Well, no. But I just... I don't know. Maybe by this time I'll be moving somewhere else.
No shit.
It's an idea. Fuck off.
Okay, talk to me about the idea.
What do you mean moving somewhere else? Well, there's only a few urgent care centers back home and, you know, I'd be able to do more good if I went towards the city.
So you're thinking of heading into the city so you can be stressed out and busy all the fucking time?
I don't know. I like being busy.
Yeah, I know, you freak.
My supervisor also mentioned that it might be a good idea to get out on my own. I haven't been far from the den for more than a few weeks in my entire life. It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it is. And we don't even have a den.
Ugh, you know what I mean.
So you're really thinking about moving?
I mean, yeah. Are you getting any fashion internships anywhere near here?
Yeah, guess you're right. But you're not gonna be gone forever. I mean, fuck it, you know Knight's gonna drag your ass back here no matter where you go.
That, or they'll get Evie to cry on the phone to me. I'll still come back, just for a couple days or something. I don't know all the details yet. I just want to go someplace where I know I can help people.
You say that like you don't help anyone here.
You know damn well I don't. I've been tolerated as the pack's tag-along, but I'm not actually needed.
You want to unpack all that?
Not even a little bit. I'm saving the tragic backstory for marriage.
Oh. Is it because you're an orphan?
Yeah.
See, seriously though, seriously, I'm proud of you for going after what you want. You know, even if you're leaving us all behind.
Oh, shut up, I am not.
You are. We're being abandoned. How will we ever survive without our Claire?
Okay, that's a good fucking question, actually. How are you ever going to survive without me stealing all the liquor every time?
It's not stealing, and I can.
No, you can't. You chicken out every time. You talk a big game, but when it actually comes down to it, you back out
every fucking time, Beth. Listen, it's my endearing character flaw. I can talk shit, but if I'm gonna get hit, I'll dive out of the way.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. What the fuck was that? Came from cabin 3. Wasn't Macy and all them having, like, a meeting with Alexander?
A meeting. So what, it's just Macy talking and Alexander making various grunts every 5 words?
probably.
The lights are turned on, though, so it's probably still going. What do you think they're even talking about?
I have no fucking idea. Macy said she'd want to talk to me after it was over. She seemed pretty serious.
Well, sucks to be them. If the meeting's still going on...
means no one's watching the liquor cabinet in the back office. You want to put your money where your mouth is and grab us a bottle?
No, I'm comfy. Plus, someone needs to be a spectator to watch Tristan suck at skipping rocks.
Fine, but in that case...
the cardinal rule of don't go, don't get applies.
So I'm getting the sweet stuff.
No, don't do that.
So you want to come with me?
No.
Then I'm getting the shit I like.
I hate you.
Yeah, love you too. I've made my choice. Whatever comes of it, I'll take responsibility. But I can't do this on my own.
I know what she said, but... sweetheart, I really think she needs you right now.
Dad, say something. Please.
Please, just call me Celine. And you're welcome to stay with us for as long as you need while you're in recovery.
When I tell you, you run as fast as you can, and you don't turn around. Got it?
Okay.
Run! Take the kids, get in the car, now! I didn't know what else to do! Lydia, I can't do this. I don't know why you're so mad at me.
Oh, fuck off, Claire! I just fucked everything up.
She's not gonna make it.